And so today is our last Sunday of Advent. And so I thought I'd start this off. I found this. It's not quite a story, but it is kind of a hybrid of a story and some statistics. To start off, how many of us have finished their Christmas shopping and all the Christmas stuff that you need to do? How many of us are stressing out because we still have a lot to do and Christmas is on Wednesday? Well, this is for all of us who still have stuff to do before Wednesday. So Thomas Holmes was the first to develop a stress scale. And he developed a scale which helped us measure the stress of your life in any given time. And so the equation is, well, not the equation, but the point system is, for example, job loss would be 35 points. Now, I don't get this. I mean, no wonder there's some bridezillas here, but the scale is getting married is 50 points of stress. I mean, over a loss of job or even over moving to a new city, which is also 35 points, getting married is 50 points. Yeah, there you go. Someone says, that's why I'm single. Yes. Holmes surmised that just living through a typical Christmas season produced 14 stress points. How many of us are like, yep, got it. Yeah. And more than that. And then after adding up all the points of the scale, if you were over 200 points, you were in danger. You are in danger of having a mental breakdown. How many of us are like, yep, there? Well, Bridget Kahns took Holmes' scale and applied it to the Virgin Mary for the first Christmas. I know, it's interesting. So she calculated that any pregnancy is worth 400 points. And then set the unplanned pregnancy at 20 points to that. 20. So yeah, you get 60 points for a pregnancy unplanned. And so how about how many stress points do you get for having to tell your parents about this unplanned pregnancy? That's not even calculated. It's just that's off the chart, yes. And so Mary moved in with Elizabeth for 3 months, the Bible says. So Bridget gave that 25 points on the home scale. And then Mary and Joseph, of course, we already found out that that's 50 points for marriage, right? And so I love this. She goes, can you imagine going into the strange new town and not having any place to stay? Can you imagine the argument between she and Joseph over him not doing the reservation? Yep. She got 35 points for that massive argument they probably had. And then giving birth gives it another 29 points. So Khan also adds points for changes in sleep from the baby and eating habits at 31 points on the home scale. And then there are all these guests who came up unexpected. I mean, you have angels, you have shepherds, you have king. Really? I mean, you can't find a place. You gave birth in a stable, and now all these unexpected guests come up. What can you imagine the stress points of that? So again, Holmes at 200 points, you're almost hitting the breaking up apart. Bridget said that the status of Mary was 424 points of stress. I can imagine. So as we go forward in this time, it doesn't necessarily say, remember poor Mary and her stress points and all that. It is just kind of a humorous way of thinking about how joy is really the only thing that delights. We move forward in Christmas and we go through all these stresses just for the one day of joy. And so the joy advent, the joy component of Advent is actually bringing joy into your life at all times. And that ingredient of joy is healing. Actually, Charles Fillmore says all healing systems recognize joy as a benefit factor in the restoration of health and sickness. And so this last component of Advent is the good news that joy brings. We can experience joy by living in peace, living in love and living in faith, which is the other components of the Advent season that we've lived in. And we live in this joy and the recognition that God's greatness is truly there for us, no matter what it is, and that we do live in an abundant universe. Part of the Christmas story, metaphysically, is that we live in an abundant universe, and that is part of the representative of the human Jesus being born and elevating and evolving up to the truth of what we all are, spirit, divine spirit. Jesus actually is the representative of the human, the God's idea of the perfect human. And as we, you know, go into Easter, it's really quite interesting to see how a divine human human acts. Very human. That's one of the reasons why I love the story of Jesus. When I grew up, and not really being unchurched, I always got this vision of Jesus as walking on air, being very whole. He never sinned, never angered, until you read the Bible. And you see, Jesus was very human. He's the perfect model and outpicturing for all of us. Because it is through his story that we can see how we can also evolve into the truth of who we are born to be, the beloved children of God. And so we cultivate joy by appreciating the gifts that grace us each and every day, the awe-inspiring gifts that God brings outside of us, and most importantly, within us. Because as I've been saying about Advent, Advent is an adventure. Advent, the word itself, is a coming into being or being used. And so we are all coming into being in glorious ways. Coming into being the divine idea of humans in God's eyes, and then evolving as we're in these robes of skin, robes of clothes, into the truth of who we are. Because the time is ripe for the advent of a new race, the advent of a spiritualized man. And this will be brought about, as I've been saying for the last 3 weeks, not by a miracle of a fiat of God, but by the gradual refinement of man of the flesh into man of spirit. Again, that's Charles Fillmore and Keeper Drew Lent. So, the most poignant thing that I keep saying, that really hopefully you have it in your mind's eyes, is metaphysically, the Christ represents God's divine ideas. And to be able to manifest God's divine idea, and let me give you a spoiler alert, we are all God's divine ideas. No matter what issues we've gone through, no matter what mistakes we have made, we are all the divine idea of God. And that is good news, because no matter what aspects of things that we have done, we can be joy-filled that the God that we were taught isn't the actuality, but that there's a God of love and a God who only wants to bring us joy. No matter what is happening out here, once we hold on to the ingredients of faith, joy, love. Thank you. We can be at peace. We are all pregnant and giving birth to mutual divine ideas so that we can give and manifest a joyful world. And I know it's hard to believe in the climate that we are in. And it's surprising to me, for me to continually to say each and every year, that's surprising the condition that we're in. But I have faith because I know the principles. I know the ingredients of God's love, God's faith, God's joy, and God's peace, that we are all here going through this epic scale of ookiness so that we can reemerge. So we can reemerge in the truth of knowing that this is all an illusion, that this is all manifested from our own illusions, and that sometimes as humans we have to know the opposite part of the scale before we just say enough already. Where is my peace? Where is my love? Where is my joy? Where has my faith gone? You know, there, those who persistently exercise faith in God find there is generated in their mind a condition that gradually grows into a conviction of the permanent presence of divine substance within. And this gives rise to the most exquisite joy. Inward ecstasy is what gives the continuance of peace. Dear hearts, we have to do it from inside, and that is the beauty of Advent, is moving forward into the activity of becoming something better, becoming something greater, becoming the truth of who we are, and not allowing the illusions of this world to continue to bring us down. We are great on epic scales only if we remember that, if we embrace the component that God is truly our parent, and that we are the beloveds. We are the all of us embodies the allness of God. And once we come to that realization, all else falls apart, falls away from us. And then we can allow joy to move in through us, joy to lighten our world, and joy to light the way, because this is the season of light. There's a reason why this is a season of light, because so many times we forget. This is the darkest component of the seasons. Yesterday was the solstice, when things turn around and light is exposed even more. That is also a symbol of us to remember that even in our darkest moments, that we are the light. That the more that we allow our light to shine, the more joy that we'll feel within, and the more joy we will share outside of us. And this too, just as Jesus had this energy when he was born that called forth the three wise men, that called forth a greater story about ourselves, that called forth an epic experience. We need to realize that we have that. We are that as well. It's one of the reasons why I love the unity component of the story, is for us to remember who we are, to remember that we are joy, to remember that we are love, we are peace, and that faith builds within us as a knowing and a conviction that we are moving forward to give birth to the truth of ourselves, and that we're not going to be scared. We're not going to be scared of our light. We're not going to be scared of the truth of who we are. That we will choose to step victoriously and fearlessly into the pathway that we were born to move towards. Joy and gladness are our strength giving, especially if the mind is mixed on the things of spirit. We should all affirm that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of truth is my strength. The joy of the law of Mother, Father, God is our strength, because that's what the Lord represents metaphysically. It's the law of God, the word, the logos of God. And it is all of our strength. Spiritual joy is our strength to evolve, give birth to our true magnificence. And so let it be. Let our souls transform with the being pregnant. And I know we are all giving this pregnancy unexpected. A lot of times we're not prepared for the pregnancy that is within us, especially when it wasn't planned. And it's all right, don't let it stress you out, but embrace it. Embrace it fully, embrace it completely, so it is made manifest in you as it is manifest in me. With that, let us say our affirmation is a unity affirmation. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am God's joy. Allow yourself to breathe that in. Let's say that one more time. If you agree with that statement, if you can agree with it, and you want to embody it, let us say it together. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am God's joy. And so it is. Amen.